schedule to communicate to myself and the masses, giving us a little bit of information on the background on what's been happening in Wilmington and where you anticipate it to go. Okay.
Good.
Awesome. Ms. Shabazz, talk to me.
Okay. Well, the Wilmington Community Advisory Council, soon to become known as POWER, came as a result of the Center for Disease Control coming to the city of Wilmington to investigate what was causing, what was the root cause of the epidemic amount of gun violence we were experiencing. And from it, one of the recommendations was to form such an entity of a Wilmington Community Advisory Council, which we have done in existence for almost the past almost 7 years now. Kevin Kelly is our chair of our board at the present time. And we have done amazingly a lot of things in addressing the recommendations from the Center of Disease Control. And we are now moving on to the next level of pulling all of the membership that we have in all working together to address this, eradicate the violence, and demonstrate what collective power we have among us to address these issues, whether it's just providing a safe haven for our young people, a positive youth programming, and also addressing policies that are affecting and providing adequate resources to our young people. So we know that we need to demonstrate what does that collective power look like, and that's what we're producing in our new branding and movement of the POWER, People of Wilmington Engaged in Reform.
People of Wilmington.
People engaged. People and organizations in Wilmington engaged in reform.
Okay.
And Kevin Kelly is our current chair and leading us on that premise.
And Mr. Kelly, what greetings. Thank you for taking some time out today to help us and the rest of the masses explore the penetration, the positive penetration that yourself as the chair of the board, along with Ms. Hanifa Shabazz, are looking to accumulate in the city of Wilmington, Delaware. What is your history, Mr. Kelly? What brought you to take on the responsibility of being the chair of the board, sir?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak. I served on Wilmington City Council with Hanifa for some time. I worked for the Department of Health and Social Services when the call for the CDC to come in and review the impact that trauma was having on young people in the city of Wilmington. If you remember at that time, there was a lot of suicides going on of high school students downstate. And we felt that we were having a similar, issue with young people in the city who were dying from gun violence. So I've been kind of tangentially involved with the program for some time. And then I kind of retired. I was worked for the Health and Social Services for 35 years. And then I was the Parks and Recreation Director for the city for 4 years, which I retired a couple of years ago. And then I became a little more involved with the Wilmington Community Advisory Council, which is now we want to call POWER. So there was some, we had a gentleman, Joe Blake, who was leading us, and he had to move on. And I'm not sure how much I was coerced into being the chair of it. Sometimes you get voted, off the island. I tell people I got voted on the island, but I think it's a great organization. We have a lot of good leaders and young leaders. I think Hanif and I, our goal is to let this group POWER transition to a younger group of people in the city who have a different lens on things that are going on and get their perspective and how do we engage them and all the organizations, try and come up with a plan for addressing violence, which is easier said than done. But I think a few little steps forward are a lot better than a lot of steps going backwards.